Patient's name is Jeannie Riley, first name J-E-A-N-N-I-E, last name R-I-L-E-Y, date of birth 8/23/1947, date of service 9/1/2022, history of present illness, a 75-year-old female presents to the clinic, accompanied by her daughter. Daughter states last night she developed cough congestion, was having phlegm. This morning she woke up with bilateral discharge from her eyes. Patient is going out of town this weekend, and she's nervous that she will get worse. They did give children's NyQuil for symptom relief, allergies to hydrocodone. Current medication was discussed with the daughter and is placed in the chart. Medical history, anxiety, cancer of the left breast, Alzheimer's. She does have sleep apnea, surgical history, left breast, right knee, social history, denied drugs, C2H or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 98 over 59, heart rate 81, respiration 16, temp 97, O2 94, unable to get her weight as she is wheelchair bound. Physical exam general, she is ill appearing, but she is alert, able to answer questions, well nursed, well groomed, HEENT. She does have purulent drainage from her nose, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, no erythema from the posterior pharynx, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, got diminished in the bilateral lower lobes, chest S1, S2, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sound, signs 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro. She's alert and oriented for herself, as discussed with daughter. Unable to test gait as she is wheelchair bound. And skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, upper respiratory infection, and number 2, bronchitis. Patient will be given a shot of Rocephin and Decadron in the office. And then I will write her a prescription of Cipro to take twice a day for 7 days. I did recommend Levaquin, but they state that she does get lethargic when she takes Levaquin, so they did request a Cipro. They will continue to treat with children's NyQuil just for the congestion, cough, and I encourage that if she does get any worse, begin having difficulty breathing, running a high temp, or blood pressure drops below 90 to return to the clinic or follow up at the emergency room for further evaluation. The daughter does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.